thanks for taking time out with me sit down and just go over a little review of business and just how you're flourishing now. Today's been an easy day, but just to get started, the name of your business is Fresh Produce Apparel. And you started off with webbing t-shirts. How did that start? Because you evolved into some very intricate detailing of style, and I seen you did a collab too recently because you just got your website up. So we're going to start from the beginning.
Okay.
So with the webbing t-shirts, how'd that even come about? What was your
initiative? So I've been doing clothes, like messing with clothes, since forever. My aunt is a seamstress, so
right.
I've been literally sewing clothes and stuff since I was a kid. So one day, me and my friend, one of my best friends, Tristan, we were out and about. We always used to go thrifting together.
Yeah.
So we was out and about, and I saw, like, this distressed t-shirt, and I'm like, man, I could do this, but, like, so much better, like.
Swear.
So I started playing with the t-shirts, playing, and that just came about. Like, it just.
Yeah, because your webbing is different. It's not shredded. It's not slashed. It's not cut. It's just. We went into detail, really piecing that. And I told someone, I said, that takes a lot of time. Like, that's a process. Even being in school, having to go to them seamstress classes, that's very tedious to even, like, pull it together. So high five. And then you started doing the hand painting details. And then you just, real life, shook the world real quick when you dropped it. You did them styles and looks. And I know you did that with some inspiration because of Fed, but it was definitely a lot of different pop art and some other things that took place with that. So how are you evolving with getting that?
Well, like high school, I was painting clothes, but not really like the detailed portrait type, pop art type thing or whatever. And in college, I had taken this art appreciation class, right? And I freaking hated this class. Like,
right.
I hated it. It was 3 hours and 40 minutes, two times
a week.
Well,
you remember. You said that's 40 minutes.
I hated it. But, like, through the class, I, like, really grew this love for art, like, in the real world. So, like, Fez, one of my favorite artists, so when I found out he was coming, you know, he got that in the blood, that clothing line or whatever.
Yeah.
And his main logo is the pop art lady. So I was like, all right, I gotta do this. So I had started looking up, you know, a bunch of images and stuff. I'm like, I gotta change these images and make them my own.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, I'm just gonna take a risk and do it. Like, it was really just an experiment for real, and it just took, like, people really loved it.
It's innovation at its finest. Because you get tired of seeing certain styles where you be like, yeah, you make clothes, but what's different about yours?
Yeah, and there's a lot of dope designers in the city.
We
do a lot of the same things. So it was like, I got to kind of set myself apart from, you know, everybody else to show, like, what I can do. So
yeah.
I got a bunch of stuff in store this year.
Like, I'm excited. How's your website doing? Because that's a different avenue to go into. Because that's, to allow yourself to be accessible like that ends up giving you a little extra edge versus just being within a local area of just Pittsburgh itself. How's
the website? Actually, I started the website. I don't know if you knew it, but like before it was Fresh Produce, it was Workplay.
Yeah.
So I had done the Big Cartel thing back then, but I really wasn't that serious about what I was doing. Like, it was kind of like, I'm going to just throw it out there and see if it stick. I've been doing clothes for years. Like, a lot of my core group of friends know. You know what I mean? That I've been doing clothes. So I'm like, I'm going to just see, like, what
happens. So you just basically, hold up. Whoa. So it's like you rebranded yourself to another end of, like, just to another level of what you really can do.
Right.
I like it.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna like really do this. Like, I was like, I'm not really feeling Workplay no more. Like,
yeah.
So last year I was like, all right, I'm gonna change this name. So I brainstorming names, and me and my bro was talking, and he was like, you know what? Like, I really like that Fresh Produce shit. I'm like, all
right,
like, I'm gonna just go with it, see what happens. Like, So I did a website, or I started this website that I have now months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped it. I did, like, it was like, all right, but I really wasn't consistent with it because it was like I was trying to go from just the web t-shirt and the lace-up t-shirt thing to, like, a whole nother, like, playing with denim again and all that. So it was like, all right, I gotta, like, you know, chill.
Yeah.
And so I took it down for, like, 3-4 months. And then just recently, I was like, all right, these jackets is picking up.
Yeah, consistency is key.
Yeah.
Damn so, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else you got going on? Because I only got to see you one time. I know you've done other vending, but was that, it was Complex Fashion Show. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got to see you actually vending your items there. So I got to see it hands-on. But I know before it was just like your continued supporters of just showing your styles and your different looks and everything. And then you got your collab going on right now. I can't remember the play on the words of it. But I know sweatsuits in general. Well, yeah. Not general, but...
It's Be Fresh to Elevate. Me and OJ, he's a trainer. He owns Club Elevation. His business is called Burglar Fit. So, you know, I train with him or whatever. He hit me like, yo, you know what I mean? You do the clothes thing, blah, blah, blah. That's actually how we met.
Networking at his finest.
Right. So he's like, you do the clothes thing. Like, what's up? Like, let's, I'm like, you know what? I could take these sweatsuits and make them dope. Like, so, you know, I had a little distress, a little this, a little that, a little fresh produce, a little
excited.
Kit.
Excited, yeah.
And, you know, so we're about to drop a men's line, and we're going to get some revamp editions of the sweatsuits we dropped. Those was, like, just kind of, like, a tester to see what people was going to think of them.
Right.
You know, if they was going to fill them. And people really, really liked them. Like,
heck yeah. So. Yeah, everybody's tired of going to the mainstream. I told someone, I've been working retail for a long time, and 9 times out of 10, we all spend our money at the same time, but we're getting real tired of certain things because it's not becoming exclusive no more. Everyone has it. So to make the innovation and step outside that box to be an entrepreneur changes the game.
Yeah.
You plan on doing it full time?
I do eventually. I'm kind of weaning myself into that. So
yeah.
I, you know, have a full time job, but I went from doing it in the office to now I'm doing it from home. So, you know, I'm trying to wean
myself
in. Yeah, it's definitely a transition. So.
I'm excited. I'm glad we finally got to sit down. Holidays was hectic.
Yeah. Holidays were hectic. Holidays was a good time though. It like helped me see that people really fuck with my shit, cause you know like people got kids.
No,
you know what I mean.
Real.
So for them to spend, you know, whatever amount on Christmas and then still say I'm a budget out, you know, this $150 or whatever it is they give you for a jacket or whatever amount of items.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I dropped my website on a whim.
Yeah.
Again, just like. People was responding to the photo shoot I just recently did.
Yeah,
and
it was
so
dope.
I'm getting into the photography thing too. Like,
yeah,
I took all my own
all
photos,
evidence.
Edited them all myself.
Hey, so, that's what's up. Yeah. That rules. That's definitely what's up. More people are definitely reaching down that avenue. And I'm proud of it because at first I thought I was going to have to go crazy being here having to see everybody go to the mall to get the same look. But I'm proud that, I mean, it's a definite innovation, but it's moving forward with the city. So I'm glad you're a part of the train, the ride, you leading it because you're in your own lane with your style. So that's definitely done.
I appreciate it. So, I mean, next up is really just, you know, continuing to work. I got a little contract situation recently with like a major network. So my stuff will be on TV soon.
I'm excited.
I am too. And you know what's crazy is like being that you work in retail, you go in Forever, you go in Charlotte, you go in even Macy's or Nordstrom, and you see that the stuff that we're doing as independent people just around the city, even around the country.
Yeah.
Is the stuff that, like, is influencing
literally
in these stores that you're going to paying somebody who's way richer than you instead of seeing your neighbor, your peer come up.
Swear
like.
To God, I told someone, I said, people don't realize that, like, though a lot of times people spend their money because they're trying to look like someone that's on TV, 9 times out of 10, to see them on a regular every day, they wear everyday clothing, and it's not anything that designers can make because designers go through cycles and they knock them out quick and everyone's producing the same thing. I could get the same shoe from Steve Madden that I could get from Stuart Weitzman. It'll just be a price difference, but it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
Becomes the name. But once you take that step to be like, oh, I'm gonna do something different, you're gonna sustain your business even longer because now no one else can get to you. So you're making yourself accessible. You're changing the way I would look. And that's the whole purpose of really the blog itself, because a lot of times everyone sticks to one side of the game where it's like, we're all over on the west side. Yeah, we bang with everybody over there on the east side, but Yeah, I'm gonna just still kick it over here with the West Side. Like, yeah, I support you, but I'm gonna support you if my West Side people go over there. Or, like, I know if I go to certain events, I'm gonna see the same group of people depending on who threw that event. Like, you're gonna see it. So it's like, sometimes you gotta step outside that box and be like, all right, let's just connect these streets the way they did these bridges. It's that simple. Like,
no, seriously, it really is. Like, I really, you know, like with this burglar fit, like, who would have ever thought, you know, Fresh Produce, Page.Web, Shirts is doing, you know what I mean? That's whole fitness. Collab, like, it's crazy the amount of talent, the amount of ambition, the amount of dedication that there is in the city. Like, people are really, you know, like, I'm very proud of our city.
Yeah, we're changing. I'm excited.
You know, the people we came up with are definitely, like, doing big things. And like, it's definitely a beautiful thing to see. Like, and it's crazy how people want to turn you against each other. Like, like, it's like a real Cubs and Bucket mentality. If we could continue to be positive and support each other, then, you know, that mentality can change. Like, we all look at each other for how to act, how to dress, how to do this, how to do that. So if the mentality overall changes between the people who are making waves and people whose name is noticed in the city, like the, how you mentioned the Complex fashion show, Nika is somebody who shows massive love to everybody.
Swear to God.
You know what I mean? Like, she's definitely, as far as, like, business, she's a role model for, I think, a lot of people in this city, because she puts her best foot forward, and she, you know what I mean? She's about her business. She's about her brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we could all get on that page, I can help you. You can help me. You know what I mean? One hand washes the other. So.
Swear, because it's that simple. When I said that to somebody, I said, every time I go to the hill, I know all the Arabs who own all those 4 to 5 stores, they're all making money off of the fact that they're on the hill. Like, we're giving them the money. If we can make a business, 5 of us all just put our resources together, man, we could earn a lot more properties. We could be doing a lot more things. It's really that simple. It's just people stop being afraid to
put their faith in the next person.
Yeah, because they, you know how many times someone's planned a trip to go somewhere? And only one motherfucker make it.
Yep.
Like, we gotta put some more faith and have what we saying we gonna do. Cause I know people's getting tired. Everyone keeps complaining about it. So you know some change is about to happen. So that's the plus note. But
yeah,
I'm excited. I'm glad you took the chance.
I'm happy we sat down and talked.
Heck yeah. Thank you. I think. And I'm gonna add all your links and all that. But other than that, thank you.
Of course.